later, it still set me free from leftover confusion I've been carrying around like a burden I didn't feel allowed to drop. I listened to every word of this book and laid it all down once and for all. Because here is the good news that Sarah never deviates from, never muddies, never gets out of order. Jesus remains. He is worth it all. He is under the steeples and in the wilderness. He is in the megachurch and in the spiritual conversation at the bar. He inhabits our certainty and also our doubt. He is every good thing that ever was or will be. And he is still in the business of saving our lives. Really, that's the thing. It is our hope and salvation, and everything else is just details. The longer I live, the clearer this becomes. The way Sarah talks about Jesus in Out of Sorts will undo you. The entire book is like a love letter. When I got to this paragraph, I underlined it and highlighted it, then circled it, in case my eyes were not yet convinced to return to it again and again. I hope we all wrestle. I hope we look deep into our hearts and sift through our theology, our methodology, our praxis, our ecclesiology, all of it. I hope we get angry and that we say true things. I hope we push back against celebrity and consumerism. I hope we live into our birthright as a prophetic outpost for the kingdom. I hope we get our toes stepped on and then forgive. I hope we become open-hearted and open-armed. I hope we are known as the ones who love. I hope we change. I hope we grow. I hope we push against the darkness and let the light in and breathe into the kingdom come. I hope we become a refuge for the weary and the pilgrim, for the child and the aged, for the ones who have been strong too long. And I hope we all live like we are loved. I hope we all live like we are loved. Full stop. I can tell you this because Sarah is my actual, in real life, sincerest of friends. This is how she truly lives and leads. She is leading me right now, and I couldn't be more grateful. Sarah has taught me that deconstruction has its place, and there is holy permission to lean into it. She has also taught me that the rebuilding and reclaiming is sacred territory, and it is noble work that heals. Sarah, how lovely to not feel alone in the process. Thank you, friend. Your presence in my life is an unimaginable blessing. What an exciting time to be a part of the body of Christ. What leaders we have. What freedom we claim. God is working liberation throughout his people, and his kingdom is coming in so many astonishing ways. This is the only generation of the church we will ever be a part of, and I am incredibly thankful to labor alongside such faithful, brave, beautiful believers. Listen, wanderer, wonderer, church girl, question asker, status quo upender, those of you in the in-between somewhere, those of you in the wilderness, those of you safely home. This book will be a balm. If you have ever trusted me, now is the time. What you will find in these pages is nothing short of a gift. There are plenty of us out here reimagining, rethinking, reevaluating, restarting. You aren't alone. Sit down. Pour yourself a cup of tea. I'm channeling Sarah here. And receive this permission to leave behind the stale trappings of religion in order to find Jesus again. He is as good as we ever hoped. Thank you, my dearest Sarah Bessie, for helping us find our way back home. 1. Out of Sorts, a beginning. Once upon a time, you had it all beautifully sorted out. Then you didn't. Out of sorts, a state of being in one's heart or mind or body. Often used to describe one's sense of self at a time when you feel like everything you once knew for sure has to be figured out all over again. Nothing feels quite right. Nothing is quite where it belongs anymore. Everything moved. Or maybe you moved. Either way, you feel